We're supposed to be those new wineskins. And so that, and if we are, because the Holy Spirit renews us, then when He acts, we won't explode like the old ones. As you know, we're working on these psalms. Whoops. And we have, I'm going to find another place to put this at. The psalm today is Psalm 50. And it's developing the theme, as it always does, making a transition from the first reading to the second, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Clearly, as you see, if there's new wine, then the old obediences are not the ones. The psalm is remarkable for several things. First, it's not just a prayer to God. It's first an oracle from God to us. And that's mostly what the psalm is. See? God, Adonai, no, El. El Elohim, Adonai, spoke or speaks. And summons the world from east to west. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God appeared. Let our God come and not fail to act. Devouring power preceded him. It stormed around him fiercely. Count its towers. Oop, I keep going the wrong way. He summoned the heavens above and the earth for the trial of his people. So this is going to be a covenant trial. When God makes the covenant, if you remember, he calls heaven and earth to witness. They keep the covenant, they will prosper. So now he's calling heaven and earth for the trial of his people. Okay. Bring in my devotees who made a covenant with me over sacrifice. Then the heavens proclaimed his righteousness, for he is a God who judges. And so God has now gathered the people for a reeve, for a lawsuit. Pay heed, my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will arraign you. I am God, your God. I censure you not for your sacrifices and your burnt offerings made to me daily. I claim no bull from your estate, nor he-goats from your pens. For mine is every animal of the forest, beasts on a thousand mountains. I know every bird of the mountain. The creatures of the field are subject to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you. I don't need you burning these animals. Now you see the reflection is back on Saul, who didn't do what he was told to do. I will keep a few, sacrifice them to God, and maybe a little bit for ourselves, and you're fired. That's it. Okay. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice a thank offering. And now we start this very beautiful part here, you see. This is the Zeva Elohim Toda. Offer to God a Toda. Behind that word is Yada. Yada, that means to acknowledge, to confess, to give thanks. In modern Hebrew, Toda Rabah means thank you very much. But it's an acknowledgement, not just a thanks. I acknowledge what God has done, and I offer this. You see, this is a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You see? Call on me in the time of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you shall honor me. That's what I want. I want you to pay attention to me and come to me, and I will protect you. And to the wicked, God says, who are you to recite my laws and mouth the terms of my covenant, seeing that you spurn my discipline and brush my words aside? When you see a thief, you fall in with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You devote your mouth to evil, yoke your tongue to deceit. You are busy maligning your brother, defaming the son of your mother. That's your mother, could be your own brother, or your mother, the people. Because we're all brothers. We belong to Israel. Well, now, through baptism, there's a new Israel, and we're all brothers and sisters. So, he said, you're doing all these sacrifices, but you're not giving me your heart. Okay. And so, if I failed to act when you did these things, you would fancy that I was like you. So I censure you and confront you with charges. Mark this, you who are unmindful of God, lest I tear you apart and none save you. Because, and then we go, we have this thing again, the Zeba Todah, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, of acknowledgement of there's so many. In a way, this is a Todah. This sacrifice is what we use, Eucharist, thanksgiving word, Evkaristin. You see? So he who offers me this thank offering, this Todah, you see, honors me. And to him who, oh my goodness, look at the way they changed that. Anyway, him who improves his way, I will show the salvation of God. So what I want is obedience. I run the world out of an infinite, unfathomable love. So when I tell you to do something, do it. That's the sacrifice I want. And you do that, acknowledging who I am and what I've done for you, and trusting me. And that's the Zeba Todah. So that's the psalm, and you can see why it fits. Because Saul did just the opposite. And we often do that too, you know. I'm over reminded in the souk over there. You walk in those, you've probably seen movies of it. Maybe you've been there. You know those little shops and covered a whole area. And so they have little, all the shops are about as big as that, half of that corner. And so you go into one of those. You say, I want some sandals, brown. And he says, I don't have any brown, but I got black. You'll love them. You see? And that's what we do to God. You know, I'm not going to do what you want. I'm going to do something else, and you'll love it. Well, he won't. It's that simple. He knows what he wants. And so you see, if you just remember this idea, that it's the sacrifice of Todah, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of acknowledgement. That's what he wants of us. And that's obedience. Do what I tell you. That's all. Don't you trust me? And we're like that guy in the souk. You, yeah, that's great, God. I got another plan and you'll love it. Well, he won't.